Here we are, Mr. Woking. All standing still.
God, you're bleeding. He's bleeding.
It's nothing. I managed to get away, but we couldn't stop them. I think they killed our entire security team.
Who did? The identical men. They're here.
Shut up! No, not them. All I know is you could be working with them.
Working with who? These soldiers. Rab mentioned something about soldiers.
I don't know.
You would appear to be losing far too much blood, Mr. Woking.
Oh, God, he is me.
You'll need a tourniquet on that.
Just shut up! Nobody move!
Oh, God, that's gross.
Rab's fainted.
Are you all right?
Actually, I seem to be okay with blood.
You're really finding your feet, aren't you?
Thanks.
Look, just tell me who or what you are. And what you're doing here. Now!
Or you'll kill us. Is that it? I'm going to take a chance, Mr. Woking.
Be careful, Charlotte.
Chance? What are you talking about?
A chance that you're a reasonable human being and that you're not just going to shoot first. You want to find out what's going on here. So do we. And we're not the cause of it. In fact, I rather think we could be the solution. What do you think, Bertram?
I think it is entirely possible, given the nature of the prolixity.
What? Prolixity? You said something about that.
And besides, I think this is all a little immaterial, because any moment now, you're going to pass out.
No, I'm...
Pretty accurate prediction. Have you got anything for that arm of his?
Oh, God.
Oh, just go over there and do that, please.
Sorry. Sorry. I'll be all right in a minute.
Well, I do hope so, Naomi.
It's just the blood.
This is getting very messy, isn't it? Here, do you want my belt?
Oh, that should make a good tourniquet, thanks. But we'll need something to bind the wound. Oh, Naomi, that's a nice silk scarf. That should do.
Yeah, sure.
So, these soldiers... If Woking here was getting away from them, they're probably coming this way.
That's a good point. See if you can wake Rab up. We need to find the way out of here.
If that laptop computer of his isn't broken. Rab? Rab, hello? Better wake up. We need your technology.
What? Oh, God, I wasn't dreaming. It's all real.
Yep, all real. Is your computer still working?
You'll be lucky after him dropping it like that.
It's impact-proof, actually. If she says anything else about computers, just ignore her. She's got 3 phones and she doesn't know how to use any of them.
Hey, I use them.
You still want to know the way out, right?
That's right. It's working.
See for yourself. Here's the map. We're here.
What's that?
A tube line, I think.
Tube line? These train things run on that?
Yeah.
You mean we have to cross that?
Yeah. Not ideal, I know.
Well, that should do it for now. But I'd suggest getting him to a hospital as soon as possible.
We must indeed make it a priority to get away from here, Charlie. It seems likely that whatever sent the identical men to kill us is somehow controlling the soldiers Woking mentioned.
That's what I was thinking. Whatever or whoever it is seems rather determined, doesn't it?
Well, it might help if we get some idea of what it was.
I can speculate, if you think that will be of any use.
Go on, then.
Something analogous to a virus. Something that is causing the apparently unrelated spate of atypical events Rab is tracking on his computer.
How did you know that?
I am very observant.
So something at Embankment Underground Station is somehow causing all these strange events Naomi told us about and wants to kill the 3 of us?
It would seem so.
But what are all these events?
Look, can we just talk about this later? I mean, did I miss something? Are we in imminent danger of being shot or not?
Good point, Naomi, good point. Lead the way, Rab. Who's going to help me carry Mr. Woking?
I can carry him. I am much invigorated.
Well, I shan't argue with that. Should we get moving?
And accompanying humans are attempting to escape from the underground structure. Move to prevent. Next sustained modification pulse release. Now building.
Pitch black. Great.
Careful. The track's got to be somewhere around here.
There! Watch out!
What's the matter?
You want to get electrocuted?
Electrocuted? Well, we didn't get electrocuted before.
Before? What do you mean?
When we arrived here.
You arrived on the tracks at Embankment Tube Station.
Yes. Don't ask me how.
Well, that's exactly what I was going to ask you.
Ask me when we've got this door shut. Quickly!
Hold Woking for me. I will shut the door and seal it.
Here, I'll take it. A bit heavy.
It must be those soldiers!
You think?
They're getting closer. Hurry up, Bertram.
You didn't ruffle that shut by any chance?
I did indeed, Robert.
What is this ruffling thing you do?
Pretty determined, aren't they?
Did you see them?
Just for a moment. It wasn't pleasant.
What do you mean by that?
Charlie, what did they look like?
I observed them too. They had clearly been shot many times.
What, shot but not dead?
Oh, Christ. What? Zombies? You are kidding me, man.
Well, yes, they did look a little undead, yes. Covered in blood as though they'd been killed, but something was just keeping them walking.
Something? You mean this something in Embankment Station?
That would seem likely.
Likely? It doesn't sound likely at all.
What's that? What are they doing?
How the bloody hell are they doing that? How are they?
It is a molecular process. I believe, Robert and Charlie, you witnessed similar processes before we were arrested.
You mean Nelson moving into Trafalgar Square?
And the wobbly bus shelter.
The wobbly bus shelter? What? And you were one of the people who saw Nelson moving?
Why? How many people saw it?
Does any of this matter? Oh my God, look, there's a tube coming.
What? You mean a train?
Oh no!
Everyone back against the wall, quick!
Look out!
They're through! The zombies are through the door!
Is everyone all right?
Yes.
Everyone except those zombies, look.
Oh God, that's rank! Crushed to bits.
Please tell me they're not going to get up after that.
I would estimate there is not enough molecular cohesion in the remains for them to be reanimated.
That's a very delicate way of putting it.
Well, at least no one's chasing us now.
Don't forget, we still don't know where the identical men are.
You mean the action men with smooth, bits?
Action men? Smooth bits?
You two really aren't from around here, are you?
How many times would you like me to explain that to you?
Hey! What's going on? Who are you?
Who are you?
I'm the driver of this bloody train, mate!
You did!
Yeah! Zombies!
Not helping.
It's true, though.
You know you're trespassing, didn't you? I'm gonna have to call the transport police. What the hell are you doing down here?
Trying to get away from the things you hit!
Things? I'm calling the police!
What was that?
Didn't like the sound of that.
Neither did I.
The sound of what? Oh, that.
Yes, that. It's the identical men, isn't it? They're in the walls or something, like they were in the pavement in Nelson's column.
Are you talking weird stuff again?
Yes, Rab, we are. And you'd really better get used to it, because weird stuff, as you so succinctly put it, is happening.
We must get into that train and get away from here. I will absorb the electrical energy from these lines.
Do what?
It is now safe for you to walk along the tracks. Go quickly.
What about you?
I am your only hope for survival.
But...
Go, Charlie, all of you.
Charlie, can you help me with Woking? He's getting really heavy.
Oh, of course. Come on.
All right, let's go.
I will follow.
You're not going to take those identical men on again, are you? You know what that did to you last time.
Quickly, Charlotte. There is no alternative course of action.
Just be careful, Bertram. Don't take any stupid risks.
I appreciate the thought, but I can see no sensible risks to take. It is in the nature of a risk to involve at least an element of stupidity.
Come on, let's go!
Hey, what are you doing? No! You're getting electrocuted!
You can't just get on my train! No, I'm not having this! I've got a train full of passengers here. What you got there? What's that, dead body?
He isn't dead yet.
But he will be if you don't get this train moving and get us out of here.
Plus the fact there's something very nasty heading up the tunnel towards us.
Hey?
Look, I know they sound crazy.
They are crazy.
Rab, but I think you'd better listen to them. There's something very strange going on. And we've got to get...
It's you, that bird off the telly.
Bird? Yeah, and aren't you that dickhead who drives the train?
Hey?
Yeah, because if you are, perhaps you'd like to get back to the front of the train and do some driving.
What are you... You're doing some filming down here, I was like, are you?
Yeah. I'm down here filming, and something went really wrong, and there are people down there with guns, and they're going to kill us if we don't get moving.
Are you making this up? You're making this up.
Do I look like I'm making this up?
Well, I don't know, do I? No one's ever said anything like this to me before. You mean terrorists?
Big, nasty, terrible terrorists. It's a national emergency, so you'd better get your arse in gear.
National? Seriously?
How serious does it have to get?
Right.
Well done, Naomi. I only hope Bertram can do whatever he's going to do before this train starts moving.
Why haven't I been filming any of this on my phone? What's the matter with me?
I beg your pardon?
Never mind, just get my head in gear.
Good.
Is that a telephone?
Oh, Robert, how's Woking?
Still breathing.
Pity.
Hey, look, what's going on up there?
Oh, Bertram.
All I ask is that you identify yourself and state your purpose here on Earth.
You have been identified as a threat.
That much I gathered. But that is not the answer to my question.
You are a threat, and you must be removed.
Are you unable to respond to my queries? Or are you deliberately not responding?
You must be removed.
I must warn you that I have absorbed and am storing the electrical power of these metal tracks. If I choose, I can release it in a surge of energy that is most likely to severely impede your progress.
We're still not moving, and those action men are getting very close to you, mate.
We're not just going to leave Bertram behind. Bertram, come on!
Wait a minute. Didn't he say he absorbed all the electricity from the lines?
Yeah, he did say that. Oh, you mean that's why the train's not moving? There's no power.
But the lights are on.
That'll be emergency battery power.
Is there anything Anoraki you don't know about?
If our funny-looking friend out there can absorb electricity, then maybe... I think we're about to see something pretty impressive.
And you will be removed.
Very well. You leave me no choice.
Everyone down! Close the door!
Got it!
Oh, I was right. Impressive.
I think... yeah, it stopped.
What about Bertram?
That could be the action men.
What's that? What's going on?
The train's moving.
Whoever it is, they must be hanging onto the outside of the train.
I'm opening the door.
No! If it's those action men...
They ripped the door right off, I reckon. Charlie's right. It's Bertram.
Bertram, is that you? Oh, of course it's him!
Charlie.
Oh, I told you! Help me grab him!
Come on, Bertram! He gets so heavy after he's exhausted himself, doesn't he?
My apologies.
Apologies? You saved us, didn't you?
I'd like to apologise to passengers for the delay.
He's not doing so well, is he?
No.
Well, it's a bit of an emergency. We'll be contacting the police at the next stop, Embankment.
Embankment Station? Oh, no.
Passengers are advised that Embankment Station is currently closed, but given that we're, in an emergency situation, I think it's best we all leave the train and get up to the surface as soon as possible. I'm calling the police now.
I'm not entirely sure our driver has made the right decision bringing us here. Bertram, how are you feeling?
Largely exhausted.
All I want to know is, did he knacker those action men? Did you?
I released electricity.
Yes, we saw that all right. But did it work?
I believe, as I said before, they are indestructible.
Oh, great, so it didn't work.
But you may have knocked them down or something. I mean to say, they're not here yet, are they?
Possibly.
Well, we're here now, and all I know is we'd better get to the surface.
Then what?
We've got your alien friend, this Woking guy, all the footage I've shot on my phone, and some pretty impressive eyewitness accounts.
I...
What are you talking about?
I'm a journalist, and I'd like to see my editor say this isn't a story.
Factors not responding. Factors not responding.
Oh no, the escalators aren't working.
Of course they're not working. The station's been closed.
Oh, wait a minute. Can you hear that?
What? What is it? The identical men?
I think not.
Whatever it is, let's just get up these escalators and fast. Come on.
No argument from me. Come on, Bertram. Robert, how's Woking?
Still a dead weight, but definitely still breathing.
Oh, it's getting louder, whatever it is. Come on. What's happened? Bertram?
It's weird. I feel... I don't know.
My head!
Must be those action men. They're killing us.
Charlie, are you alright?
I'm not sure. Bertram, what is it?
It is some kind of... Some kind of code.
Code? Did you say a code?
Like a coded message?
Of some sort. But I cannot tell. I shall have to consider the matter.
I feel fine now.
Me too.
Do you? That's not because I feel, I don't know, sort of drained.
Whatever, come on. Let's get to street level. We need to get Woking to a hospital. He's no use to us dead.
Such compassion, Naomi.
The head of the NHS, Sir Roger Hornsby, makes a public apology for a sharp decline in hospital standards. Long queues and empty shelves at supermarkets today as bread and milk deliveries are suddenly and unexpectedly severely interrupted. And the Prime Minister expresses grave concern at the sudden spike in road accidents in the capital. I'm Lizette Allegro, and this is the Lunchtime News.
Sir Roger Hornsby, the head of the National Health Service in England and Wales, Naomi, made a public apology.
Where the hell have you been?
Unprecedented.
And who the hell are these people? Is that man bleeding?
Oh, not that much. This is Charlotte Pollard and Robert Buchan. They're the people who were found in Embankment Station.
What? What, the people who... How do you do?
Hello. So, this is the news, is it?
Yes. Hello. Naomi, I'm still waiting for an explanation.
You can't simply go off the radar whenever you feel like it and then just swan into the newsroom with an entourage.
I got kidnapped by the government.
You what?
It's true, in actual fact. And this is the man from the government. This one here.
The unconscious one?
Yes. He probably needs some Medicare.
Medicare? Yes, I think he probably does need some Medicare. Someone phone an ambulance! What's wrong with him?
He's an alien.
Rab, will you please just stop?
What, telling the truth? It's the truth. He's an alien.
Naomi, I'm lost for words. I really don't blame you.
Some pretty weird stuff is going on. I mean, besides the hospital stuff and the food problems and the road accident.
Like what? Tell us.
Naomi, my office. Now.
Stay with it, Rab.
I'm coming with you.
Why?
Robert, make sure someone telephones that ambulance.
Ambulance. Right, telephone. Do you know how to do that, Rab?
Yeah, I'm on it.
Wait a minute, what are you doing in here? It's Naomi I want to speak to.
I want to know what's going on.
Don't we all?
Naomi, who is this person?
Well, her name is Charlotte Pollard, and she was born in 1912. But since then, she's been working for some aliens, like the alien out there. You know, the funny-looking one? They call him Bertram. Is that his name?
Not really, but it is now. Are you on drugs?
Who?
You. Both of you. All of you!
No, we're not on drugs, whatever that's supposed to mean.
Then why are you talking like mad people?
Never mind that. I just caught some of the news on your television thing as we came in. Doesn't it sound rather as though everything's going a bit mad out there?
Your point being?
Well, that something very odd is going on.
All right. I can do odd. Give me odd. Odd makes good news. What's your explanation?
This isn't going to go well, Charlie.
We think it's all somehow linked.
What? What's linked?
All the odd things that are happening.
You mean like the road accidents, the hospital deaths, the food delivery problems, all that? Are you serious?
Look, something is happening in Embankment Station.
Oh, God. Is this your wretched non-explosion again, Naomi?
Maybe, I don't know.
You, Charlotte Pollard. Are you seriously telling me that you were born in 1912 and have been working with aliens?
You're right, Naomi. This isn't going well.
Oh, don't just both stand there looking at me.
Madeline, take a look at this. I've shot a load of stuff on my phone.
This had better be good, or you're going on extended sick leave with a recommendation for psychiatric evaluation, Naomi Davies.
Bertram? Bertram, are you feeling better now?
I am recovering, Robert, but the process is slow.
This probably isn't the time to ask, but it doesn't matter.
It clearly does. To you. Please ask.
Well, do you think we'll ever get away from here?
Where would you wish to go, Robert?
I don't know. But somewhere where there isn't so much, I don't know, life-threatening danger? That'd be a start. I mean, could we ever find our way back into the Prolixity, for example?
It is perhaps possible.
Really?
Not beyond the bounds of possibility.
Oh. Well, I suppose that's something to hope for. This is... Wow, this is really crazy stuff.
On your device?
Yeah, on my device, Space Boy. Look, you understand any of this?
It's some kind of correlation flowchart, isn't it?
Did aliens teach you that?
What? No, business school. I suppose some of my tutors were aliens, though.
Okay. So, if you're so clever, what does it show?
Well, you've got a list of names and you've somehow linked them to a series of events.
Yeah, events like the bread shortage, the hospital problems, the road accidents. Want to know where the names are coming from?
I have a feeling you're determined to tell me, Rab.
Right, these names match about 37% of the CCTV images I've been able to pull off the security system for trains passing through Embankment Station.
You mean, somehow all these events are being caused by people who have been through Embankment Station on underground trains?
Well, not just any trains. Two specific trains so far.
I would theorise that an energy pulse, such as the one we experienced while in Embankment Station, was released somehow on both these occasions.
Which energy pulse that we experienced?
Well, you know, when everything went strange and...
I don't remember anything like that happening.
But... don't you?
That is interesting.
Remember this bit.
You don't? You really don't remember that?
No. What was happening?
You seriously expect me to believe that any of this is anything more than just some kind of low-budget sci-fi movie you're making?
What?
Anyone could do that kind of CGI nowadays.
What are you saying? What does she mean?
She's saying we faked it all.
Faked it? Why don't you ask the people on the underground train? They must have seen something when Bertram redirected all that electricity at the identical men.
Redirected the...
Oh, God, I can really see how out there this is sounding.
What would it take to make you believe us?
Ooh, I don't know. Some kind of coherent idea of what you're actually trying to convince me of in the first place? Care to start there?
All right. There's something strange in Embankment Station.
Yes, I got that.
We don't know what it's doing, but clearly someone in your government thinks it's a threat. That Mr. Woking person out there, currently still bleeding on your carpet, was in charge of the investigation. Has anyone actually called an ambulance yet?
How convenient for you that he's still unconscious.
No, not really. It's extremely inconvenient. Although if he were awake, he'd probably put us under arrest again.
Again? Right, that settles it. I'm calling the police.
Madeline, do you seriously think I'd bother to waste my time making a naff sci-fi movie rather than reporting on something I thought was important?
You really want me to answer that?
Look, I know you think I go over the top about stuff, but you've always trusted me, haven't you? Or at least trusted my motives. Even if you don't buy it all, you have to admit that something really weird is going on.
What? What the hell just happened? Oh, no!
Your power's been cut off. Light. Your computer stopped.
Looks like it's everywhere. Maybe the whole building.
Or the whole of London.
Now that's... Yeah. Why, it's scary how all this is falling into place.
What's all that noise from outside?
Eh? Oh, traffic lights will be out. It's going to be chaos. Yeah. This all fits. It fits.
This civilization is completely reliant on centralized power sources and constructs. The consequences of a shutdown will be far-reaching.
Rab, what fits?
See these three people on the screen. Diane Catlock, Sharon McDonald and Daniel Montford.
All of them were in one of those two trains going through Embankment Station?
And all three of them work at the National Grid Switching Centre in Harrow. It controls all the power allocations for London and the home counties.
The home?
Doesn't matter. But don't you see? They've got key jobs there, all three of them, and suddenly it's all gone wrong.
So, it's all their fault?
I can't prove it, but it seems a bit of a coincidence, don't you think?
Perhaps too much of a coincidence.
But that's what I'm saying.
What's a coincidence? What have you got on that laptop,
Rab?
Photographs of people on tube trains. What does that say? National Grid Switching Centre, Harrow.
We think they did something to make the power shut down.
Oh, you do, do you?
Those are all people who travelled through Embankment Station, aren't they?
Yeah, on two particular trains.
And you're able to see their faces and find out what their jobs are?
No problemo.
That's, well, very clever.
He's annoyingly clever.
Can you check the faces of the people on board the train we arrived on?
Yeah. Apparently something happened, but I don't remember.
Neither does Naomi. But something did happen. She filmed it. Some sort of, I don't know, like the air was sort of alive with energy or something.
It's true. I can show it to you if you like on the phone.
It's all right. I'm in the mood to believe you. Here we go.
How are you accessing London Underground CCTV?
It's what I do.
I have no idea how he does any of this.
What are you doing now?
He's matching them up to their personal data, aren't you? Their jobs.
You got it.
And what about the other things that have happened? The road accidents, the bread shortage, the hospital deaths. Do they match up to people who travelled through Embankment Station? They do, don't they?
Seriously? You're serious?
Rab?
All right, look at this. There were around 50-odd more traffic accidents than the normal average in the London area yesterday. All of them involved at least one person who had travelled on one of two trains through Embankment Station.
But that's... I don't know. That's statistically pretty unlikely.
I should say so, but it happened.
All the hospitals where things went badly wrong and people died, same thing.
You mean there are people who work in those hospitals who were on those trains?
And there were 10 people who were connected to the food industry and haulage companies who distribute milk and bread. I found a news item that said one of them accidentally erased a delivery database so none of the transportation arrangements were made. There's also a rumour online that one of the largest bakeries in the country developed a manufacturing fault and a whole batch had to be dumped as unsafe to eat. Something similar about a major dairy too.
So people are making stupid mistakes?
Potentially lethal mistakes.
Because of this virus thing in Embankment Station.
Virus? A virus that makes people make mistakes?
It is not as simple as that. I said the phenomenon is analogous to a virus, not actually a virus.
Are you really an alien? You're not seriously an alien, are you?
I am seriously alien to Earth.
This is crazy.
Madeline, I know how this looks.
Yeah, bonkers.
I don't care how it looks. We've got to do something about it.
I agree. But what?
The power's back on. We've got a backup generator.
So the power hasn't actually been restored to the city?
No, London's gridlocked and some of the hospitals are in real trouble.
But surely they've got backup generators too?
You think, but no.
Cutbacks.
Oh my God, what the hell was that?
Everything's falling apart, isn't it?
Chaos, spreading out from a transport system through which many and varied people pass.
But why would anyone want to do this?
Threat activity is now undetectable. Modification pulses now at optimum levels. Sustained pulse will begin.
I'm going to check the news feeds. People! I need to know what's going on out there! Come on, let's look lively!
I can't find anything definitive online yet. An explosion, definitely. Some people saying they saw it over southeast London.
If it is a sort of a virus, then maybe it's not a question of anyone wanting to cause all this chaos.
A sort of virus in Embankment Station. We've got to stop trains going through there.
Oh, yeah? How?
They've closed the tube station already.
Yes, but trains are still going through, and the people in them are still being affected by whatever it is. We need to find a way of getting them to stop the trains, reroute them or something.
Well, what about this Woking guy? He works for the government.
Yeah, and his ambulance is probably stuck in traffic about 5 miles away, except that it might as well be 500 miles away with the state of the traffic out there. Oh.
What's the matter, Rob?
And I think I forgot to call the ambulance anyway.
You forgot?
Right, Naomi, I need you.
You do?
And him.
Me?
Lisette is continuing live broadcasts for anyone who's actually capable of watching, but you've got first-hand experience of all of this. I need you in the studio, in front of a camera, and he's your expert witness.
An expert witness who forgot to call an ambulance for Mr. Woking.
What? You forgot?
Yeah, all right, I'm sorry, I just forgot. Don't shoot me.
That is interesting.
Of course.
What do you mean?
That energy field we experienced at Embankment.
The one you two don't remember.
You mean that's why I didn't call for an ambulance? Because that whatever it was that I don't remember made me forget.
Or it made you stop caring. Just like the people who caused the power cuts, the road accidents, and all the other things that are going on.
You're serious, aren't you?
If we are correct, this is very serious for the human race.
So, Rab and I are infected in some way, and we didn't even know it.
As I keep saying, I do not believe this is a virus. My analysis, when we experienced it briefly in Embankment Station, was that it was some kind of code.
Code?
Perhaps a code designed to rewrite human neural pathways.
Altering the way people think and behave. But why would anyone want to do that?
Aliens trying to wipe us out.
Perhaps. But if you were capable of planting a behavior-altering code on a planet, would you not also be capable of planting a deadly virus there? A virus that would transmit from one human being to another. But there is no evidence that this code transmits beyond the individuals affected.
You're right. If whoever it is wanted to destroy the human race, they could do that really easily. But instead they're doing this, causing, well, chaos.
It doesn't make sense.
It will do, in the end. We just have to find out what they want.
Oh, is that all? And why are you, you and your friend Roberts, not affected?
I've no idea. Perhaps we are and we just don't know it. But first, we have to stop them causing more chaos. Yeah,
and how do we do that? There's already too much chaos with all the power down.
We've got to get Woking back in touch with the government. We've got to convince him to shut down the underground railway system.
The whole system?
Don't you see? This could be just the start of it. What's to stop them extending the influence of this code thing to all the stations? And think of all the people it would affect then.
Thousands? Millions? People who'll travel all around the world.
She's got a point, hasn't she?
I agree. Although their strategy is somewhat eccentric, we cannot assume its scope will not increase.
Okay, but most of the phone networks are down. London and the home counties are without power. The roads are gridlocked. The people are starting to get hungry. It's only going to be another 12 hours before there's total anarchy out there.
Your computer thing works on a battery, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, but it won't last forever.
And people can watch television on computers?
Yeah.
Then we've got to contact the government by using television. They're bound to be watching, aren't they? The government will have their own generator or computers with batteries, won't they? Won't the Prime Minister and all the rest of them be aware of what's on television? Well...
I'm Naomi Davies, and here's the latest on the emergency situation that has engulfed London and the home counties. This is not just news in the conventional sense. This is a plea for help. For anyone watching who can do something, who can make a difference, who's in touch with the government. We have an injured government official here. We believe it's vital to solving this problem and getting everything back to normal. We need to get him airlifted to somewhere where he can get urgent treatment. We believe this situation can be put right. Stay at home if you can. Conserve water and food. Most importantly, do not enter the London Underground train system.
Have reports that you two and your weird-looking friend are suspected enemy agents.
Enemy? What on earth are you talking about?
That's the last report they got from Mr. Woking's department. So until we can find out exactly who you are and what you're doing here, you sit tight. Understand? No arguments.
Our lips are sealed.
Completely lost track of time. What's it been? 3 days?
4, I think. Bertram?
I have to admit that I have not been concentrating on elapsed time.
Really? That somehow surprises me.
Me too, actually. I always imagined Virens were sort of multitasking super beings.
I have been distracted.
Oh, how nice for you. How long do you think they're going to keep us here?
Until they decide to shoot us? I've no idea. It's our third cell so far since we got here. I wish I could say I'm getting used to it.
I don't suppose you've got any idea where we are?
Somewhere well outside London, that's for sure. Looked like a sort of military base from what I could see.
Let's hope the charming Mr. Woking survives.
He's hardly going to speak up for us. He was threatening to shoot me the last time he was conscious. Bertram, how are you? Are you all right?
I am relatively recovered.
You look troubled. Or is that just how your face looks now?
Sorry. Sorry.
You are not entirely inaccurate in your assessment of my facial expression, Charlie. I am perplexed.
By what in particular? Everything that's happened since we've got here has been pretty baffling.
Indeed. Not least the molecular abilities I have been exhibiting.
What? You mean that's not normal for you?
But I just assumed... I mean to say, there's just so much we don't know about Virens.
We are a highly adaptable species. Our design was, as far as I am aware, intended to take all necessary actions to carry out our mission to eliminate the amethyst viruses.
But you're saying all this ruffling, that's not normal?
The ruffling, as you call it? And my ability to prevent your deaths in the crash of your capsule? Also, the change in my outward appearance. None of these processes had been experienced by me before I arrived here, and I had no reason to expect that they would happen.
And you didn't think to mention this before? I mean, if I suddenly found out I could walk through solid doors or spread myself around the molecular structure of a planet, well, I think I might mention it in a sort of how the hell did that happen sort of way.
But I am not like you, Robert. Charlie.
Well, yes, can't argue with that. So what exactly are you saying?
Nothing exact, Charlie. But it occurs to me that the only new factor which has affected me is the ever and ever prolixity.
The prolixity is somehow changing you.
I have to confess that this will not sound entirely reasonable. But the more I consider the matter, the more it seems to be that perhaps...
Perhaps what?
Bertram?
As I say, it will not sound entirely reasonable.
I'm quite used to the not entirely reasonable. You're in the right company.
I feel the prolixity.
You feel it?
Within me.
What? All of it?
Perhaps.
All of an unknowable spatio-temporal anomaly? Inside you?
I did say it would not sound entirely reasonable.
Right. Charlie?
I agree. It doesn't sound entirely reasonable.
All of you up. No talking. Get moving.
Come. As requested, sir, the prisoners.
Ah, Sergeant Hunter. Keep your guns aimed at them, please.
Sir.
Charlotte, Robert, Bertram. Do come in and sit in the chairs provided. You're very quiet. Ah, I see my military friend has made certain threats. You may speak.
How kind.
Well, first things first, thank you.
What for?
I believe you saved my life.
Oh, that. Yes, well, you're very welcome.
You could have let me bleed to death and you could have left me down there. But you didn't.
That's because we're on your side.
The side of the human race?
Of course. We are humans, aren't we?
Humans who have lived beyond the Earth. And perhaps...
Go on. You know you want to say it.
From the future?
But that's impossible, of course. Just as it's impossible that I was born in 1912.
And yet, here you are. And then there's you.
Bertram.
A member of an alien species who call themselves Virens.
Oh, he told you that, did he?
Oh, he was really rather cooperative.
What else did you tell him, Bertram?
I saw no reason to withhold information.
Yes. I know about the ever and ever prolixity, the mission of the Virens. I've also seen the footage Miss Naomi Davis shot on her telephone and had a long chat with her, her boss Madeline, and the infamous Rap. And I've received all the MRI data from our underground security base.
That sounds comprehensive.
Seems to me, Bertram, that you have the potential to be a considerable resource. And Charlie, I do seem to recall your saying that the three of you might be the solution to our problem.
How are things in London?
Getting better. But we've had to contain the population and introduce a 24-hour curfew. And we've had to evacuate thousands. The power is back on in some areas now. Coordinating the clean-up and disaster operations is proving a challenge.
Disaster?
Didn't you hear it from the news studios?
That explosion? What was it?
Two aircraft collided above central London. No survivors. Additionally, over 3,000 killed on the ground.
Oh, my God.
I've enforced your suggestion that no one should enter the London Underground system. So you see, I do sort of believe you're on our side.
Well, good.
How are you? Will you be out of bed soon?
Well, the doctors want me to stay in for a while, but of course I can't take any notice of that, can I? So, if you'd be so good as to help me... I think we have some important work to do. Oh, thank you. I think my slippers are under the bed. Hunter... You can stop pointing the guns now and hand me my dressing gown.
There you go, sir.
Much obliged to you. Now then, there's someone who's been watching our conversation on CCTV. I think you ought to meet her.
I'm very pleased to meet you.
Hello, I'm
Charlotte. I know who you are, all three of you.
Oh, yes, Mr. Woking here said you've been watching us on CCTV.
But you don't know who I am?
Sorry, no.
I believe you. And I'm tempted to say that it's proof enough to suggest your story is true.
Our story?
This is the Prime Minister.
Oh. Ah, yes. I can see how you'd expect us to recognise you.
What's a Prime Minister?
Don't overdo it, Robert.
No, seriously.
Oh, sorry to dent your ego further, but they clearly don't have Prime Ministers in the future. It means she's in charge of the country, Robert.
Oh, like a sort of a president, you mean, but less important.
Mr. Woking, I think we need to move as quickly as possible.
You mean?
I mean that under the circumstances, I don't have any choice but to act on your recommendations. It's what we hired you for. It's presumably what you've been training for a number of years.
Well, nothing could have prepared me for this, but yes, I suppose I have been training.
Why don't you have any choice, Prime Minister?
Because... Now, let me see. If you really are from 1912, you probably think being the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom makes me a very powerful person, don't you?
I suppose so, yes.
Not anymore. Not on the world stage. And our little crisis here has already had international ramifications.
The aircraft crash?
Oh, much more than that. You see, we believe you're right that something in the London Underground is exerting some kind of influence on people. Before we shut the Underground down, whatever it was had spread to the entire network, and thousands of those people who were affected left the country before we could trace them. Woking?
We've managed to examine and interrogate a small sample of the people affected.
Interrogate? That sounds pleasant. And?
There's nothing exactly wrong with them.
Nothing exactly.
But we made as many psychological examinations of them as we could.
And their way of thinking had been fundamentally altered.
Oh, so you are going to speak in my presence. I thought I'd done something to offend you.
Am I correct?
You are correct, Bertram. We even found it in your friends Naomi and Rab. Their care for the well-being of others had been reduced substantially. They weren't callous or aggressive or even hostile towards human life. They just exhibited behavioural markers which suggested a lack of... How shall I put it?
Concern?
Yes.
Rab simply forgot to call you an ambulance. Naomi was only concerned for your life in as much as it would aid her news story.
And that's the kind of thing we found in everyone we evaluated. There was also a marked decrease in the desire to, procreate or form relationships. I suppose you might call it a loss of empathy.
And it's spreading all over the world. Sometimes in small ways, sometimes in rather more dramatic ways. There have been global food supply problems, more aeroplane crashes, not many, but more than usual. Vital container ships lost at sea, healthcare system failures. The death rate is up, and we expect the birth rate to fall over the next year. A tiny seed of chaos spreading out from our shores. And the international community is demanding action from us. And if we don't take it, they'll take it out of our control. And probably by next Tuesday, if my advisers have got it right.
So you're trusting us because you don't want a bunch of foreigners taking over your country?
If you'd turned up here under any other circumstances, you'd have probably been put in an institution for the rest of your lives. Worse. So perhaps you should be grateful.
Grateful for what exactly? The fact that you haven't had us locked up or dissected?
If you like.
Because you want us to do something for you. Something dangerous.
You were unaffected by... whatever it was that affected Rab and Naomi.
Yes, and I am not sure why.
We haven't given you a full evaluation, but our surveillance footage of you shows that...
We haven't lost our empathy.
Correct.
It was strange. Rab and Naomi didn't even remember that they'd experienced that weird energy thing in the underground station.
And yet it happened. Naomi's phone footage and CCTV throughout the network prove that much.
So what is it you want us to do? Deserted. Strange.
I kind of like it. So crowded the last time we were here. Bit of a mess now, though.
There was rioting, wasn't there? And now what have they done? Evacuated the city? Locked people up?
We had to do both to get the situation under control.
How many people died?
Who do you think I am? The National Statistics Office?
Thank you, Sergeant Hunter, for that little piece of sunshine.
It is fascinating to me that just a tiny alteration to the living conditions of a human society can have such far-reaching consequences. A small alteration in the coding of your behaviour.
Oh, sobering thought. Well, I say sobering. What I really mean is depressing.
Charlie.
Hmm? What?
I was going to ask you if you're all right. But you're not, are you?
Well, this isn't exactly my London, but it's enough like it for me to feel... Oh, I don't know.
Some kind of connection?
I suppose so, yes.
And it's quite a shock to see it like this.
Yes. And the thought that the rest of the world might end up like this too makes me feel helpless.
Clearly our friendly Prime Minister is hoping that we're not going to be, well, helpless. Or that our immunity, or whatever it is going to help us stop the... Well, the thing that's down in Embankment Station.
Not much of a plan, is it? We're sort of relying on Bertram to pull something out of the hat, as twere.
I love these old-fashioned expressions. I'm all ears is still my favourite, though.
You know, for all your moaning and patheticness...
Hey!
I really do think you're getting the hang of all this.
All this what?
I don't know. Whatever it is we're doing. Living from moment to moment, being in constant danger, that sort of thing.
I suppose I'm trying not to take anything too seriously.
Like walking a tightrope and not thinking about how far down it is to the ground. Probably best. Robert, you appear to be holding my hand.
Oh, sorry.
Now, I didn't say take it away, did I?
All right, we'll be pulling up at Embankment Station any moment now. Move back and stay in the lorry. My men and I will check everything's safe first.
Embankment Station. Ah, Mr. Woking. Comfy in the front seat, was it?
Oh, pure luxury. Right. You'll be issued with weapons.
Whatever it is down there, I have a feeling that shooting it won't do any good.
I wouldn't be too sure about that, Charlie. I'd feel a lot safer if... Oh, no.
It seems our presence has been detected.
The identical men. We'd better get out of here.
These creatures are a threat. They must be neutralized. Surrender them to us.
Stay where you are or we open fire. That's your first and last warning. Stay back.
Do not let them touch you. Your weapons will not harm them.
I said stay back, Mr. Woking, sir.
Open fire.
All right, lads, shoot to kill.
All right, it's having no effect. Hunter, pull back.
Sir, pull back. Fire at will.
Back into the lorry. Quickly.
Come on. Come on, move. Get up.
Hunter!
Oh, my God! They just touched
him! Come on, Charlie, back into the vehicle!
In, all of you, now! Drive, drive!
All right, we're in! Go, Woking, go!
They're running after us, and I don't get the feeling they're going to give up.
You're not recovered enough to do some ruffling, are you, Bertram?
I am not sure.
Well, if you could be sure, that'd be really helpful. Woking! Woking! Can't you get this thing to go any faster? Woking!
We're flat out!
Great. And I rather think those identical men are gaining on us. They're going to catch us up, aren't they?
I rather think they are, Robert. Bertram, any ideas?
Only one. And it will not sound entirely reasonable.
You've said that before.
Yes, you have, Bertram. You have said that before.
You will be neutralized. You will be neutralized.
Here they come! Well, come on, Bertram, it's now or never.
Then I suppose it must be now.
Look out!
They're getting aboard!
You will be neutralized.
Don't let them touch you!
Careful, Charlie, get back!
Bertram, for goodness sake, what exactly is it that you're doing?
I'm not entirely sure.
No longer present. Operation complete. Factors dissipating. Shut down.
Hmm.